Those images of the attack at the shopping mall in Nairobi have shocked many around the globe. And at the same time, the Westgate Mall, even the name itself, feels eerily familiar. It could be your local mall just down the street. As a kid in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, I used to go to the Eastgate Mall. The World's Nina Porzuki takes a look at what the mall means in modern culture.
The attack at the Westgate Mall in Nairobi is haunting. And as I've watched the videos and photos pouring out of this mall halfway around the world, I couldn't also help but think of the Galleria in California where I grew up. I spent hours at that mall as a teen without buying a thing. I worked there and hung out there and drank a lot of Orange Julius, a familiar story. So what draws us to these places? I went to the Prudential Center here in Boston, to the food court, of course, to ask.
When my daughter was growing up, all the moms would come here in the winter and hang out, and the kids would run around.
We like to go to the church that is right here in the Prudential Center, and then we grab a meal here, me and my husband.
When I want to see Santa, it was at the mall.
And everything you need within this mall. You don't have to go several places to find what you want.
It's a space to buy things, sure, but it can be so much more, part church, part playground, a pseudo-community center, and the subject of countless movies.
I love the smell of commerce in the morning.
Remember that slacker film, Mallrats?
I'm not a mallrat.
Not a mallrat, but Setha Lowe studies us mallrats. She's a professor of public space at the City University of New York. And she says the concept of an enclosed shopping space is an old one.
Think of the bazaar in Istanbul from the 15th century. People refer to Rome as having interior spaces. If one visits Jerusalem, the souk is an enclosed shopping space.
But the modern mall that you and I know came of age in 1950s America and Canada, according to Lowe, born as a byproduct of white flight to the suburbs. And with the suburbs came the rise of the automobile. And that eventually led to driving to the mall.
And there is plenty of free parking. Over 5,000 individual parking spaces.
And along with that surplus of parking came a dramatic shift in the habits of people who now went from their individual homes to their individual cars to the enclosed mall. All, according to Lowe, in the name, now ironically, of security.
People want to live a secure life. We have been producing secured environments in the hopes of becoming safer and more secure.
The modern North American-type mall went global beginning in the 1970s and 80s, and these structures have developed into worlds unto themselves, with water parks, aquariums, theme parks, enormous structures. There's even a mall with a ski lift in the desert of Dubai. And in Africa, says writer Eve Fairbanks, who splits her time between Nairobi and Johannesburg, the mall isn't just a place of fun or even security. It can be an oasis from the larger city where it's
dusty, it's somewhat crumbling, some of the roads are half finished, they can be falling apart.
But inside the mall, says Fairbanks, it's pristine, there are clean bathrooms, nice lighting, and a wealth that is seemingly available to almost anyone who enters.
Nobody's going to kick you out if you're not buying anything. So you can feel that you're accessing and taking part in the rising fortunes of the country as these middle classes are on the rise, even if you don't have the kind of job that allows you to do that.
So what happens when that illusion of an oasis is shattered? Nairobi will certainly never be the same. The Prudential Center is blocks away from Boylston Street, where the Boston bombing occurred this last spring. And it's still on the mind of Melissa Copin.
So you can do chocolate, butter pecan, coconut, or peach.
She works at Pinkberry.
Ever since the bombing in Boston, any, like, sudden movement or, like, sound, everyone's, like, kind of like, oh. It puts people on edge, but I think you can't stop doing everyday things just because of things that happen. You just keep going. It's scary. A place that you feel like you could take your family and then, just thinking about it, it's sad. It really is.
And like that, she turns to the next customer. For the world, I'm Nina Porzuki in Boston.